Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you can, if you're on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, or even if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, like and share my videos, and you could comment on all of them. I reply to every comment. If you haven't subscribed to my show on the podcast app that you're listening to my show, please subscribe, and if you can, write me a great review or even just give me 5 stars. That really helps the show. I'm at a 4.5. I'd love to get to a 5.0, but I think, you know, if you're out there and you've been doing your show for as long as I have, you're always going to have haters, especially if you're a woman and you slightly interrupt people. People are going to fucking complain. But anyway, if you can, like I said, write me a review or give me 5 stars. If you want to be on the show, this is, I'd say it's a call and advice show, but it's really not. It's like a Strictly Anonymous Confessions, right? It's a place where people call up and confess all about their secret lives, their naughty lives, or their interesting lives. I don't think that was a grammatically correct sentence, but I'm going to leave it. But if you fall into any of those categories or you just want advice, I do say it's a call and advice show because that's what I always wanted. I love to give people advice. I love peeling back the layers of situations. So if you want to really dig into some shit that you're going down right now and you want my advice because your friends are sick of listening to you or your friends give shitty advice or you don't want them to know, you can be on my show. Send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. I also have a Patreon page that I love. I love my patrons there. They're my favorite listeners because they support my show with cash. There's a bunch of tiers there. It's very, you know, it's super great when people do sign up for my Patreon because, like I said, you are supporting my show. I've been doing it for 6 years. I never made a fucking dime. I never just got around to doing my Patreon page because I just would always forget about it. And then COVID struck and I live in New York City and I was shut in. I mean, with a toddler, but I was able to get a lot accomplished and get that thing up and running. Like I said, I have a bunch of tiers there. The lowest one is $3. And like I said, for $3 a month, you're supporting my show, but you also get something for that. You get a Q&A where I answer really interesting questions. Any question you want, I'll answer it. I'm a lot more open-minded or open about myself on my Patreon and on those Q&As. You also get these episodes early. And then there's other tiers. The highest one is the one where you get to talk to me off air. I don't air that episode. It's still anonymous because you're paying through Patreon. So if you want to talk to me, but you don't want me to be on the show, you don't want to be on the show and you don't want me to tape it, but you still want to be anonymous, you could do that through my Patreon as well. Go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast maybe and click on, and then sign up. Today I have on Christine, Gangbang Christine, which is major that I have her on because when I posted all my videos on YouTube, I didn't even look at it for like a year. I forgot. I was just like sending all my podcasts to YouTube and not really tending to it or knowing. But like Christine's episodes went viral. I mean, she's got like over 100,000 views on one of them. And she wound up calling in 3 times. I call her Gangbang Christine because her first episode, she called in to talk about the gangbang she had with four black guys. I use the word black in my episode. I talk about this. Somebody got a real problem. But it was very specific. She was a white woman that was married and wanted to fuck a bunch of black guys. And that's exactly what she did. We talked about it. People loved her episode. It is by far the most downloaded episode I've ever had. And then she called in 2 times after. And things really changed for her. And it was really super interesting. We talk all about that. I give the backstory on all her episodes. So if you want to go listen to them and you don't want any spoilers, just fast forward through the beginning of the podcast, like the first maybe 7 minutes or 5 minutes, right? I give the backstory on where Christine is because we wind up, what we do on this episode is there's an update with Christine, and it turns out that she wound up getting married to one of the guys who showed up for that gangbang. Now, in a previous episode, she was like banging him right after the gangbang. But I was like, oh, this is never going to fucking last, right? All right. But she's actually married to him. How did she get married to the guy that she met at the gangbang? Well, she talks all about it. How did they go from being like just fuck buddies, like I said, or go from the gangbang to fuck buddies to living together and having like a really great marriage? She explains that. She also explains how they have an open relationship where he's allowed to go fuck other people. She's down with it. She's not only okay with it, she also gets turned on by it. We talk about that. They had a threesome together. She's not interested in being with anybody else anymore. He totally satisfies her. There's no more gang banging going on with Christine, but she does deep throat. I was like, I could maybe give you the name Deep Throat Christine now. Because, you know, her guy, we talk about how big his dick is and what she does with it and what she can do with it. And one of the things is she loves to give blowjobs, and she could deep throat, and she deep throats him. So we talk about that. We talk about the threesome that they had with another woman. We talk about the couples he's had sex with that he goes back and, talks to her about, and all that kind of good stuff. So sit back, relax, and I'm going to be right back on with another great episode from Gangbang Christine.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hey, Christine, the famous Gangbang Christine. I mean, that's going to be in your title. It's going to be Gangbang. Christine is back.
I will forever be known as Gangbang Christine.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you back on because, you know, since you were on years ago, right? How many years has it been since we last spoke?
I think it's been like, oh my gosh, I think we last spoke the beginning of 2017 or the end of 2017, maybe?
Right. So a long
2016. So we're looking at like 4 years.
Yeah. So a long time ago, right? And I mean, what I loved about your episode, and I think what draws people in so much, because listen, your episode is by far 100% out of 300 and almost 60 episodes that I have, the most number one downloaded episode.
That's crazy.
Ever. Not
That's
only on YouTube, everybody could see how much they've been, downloaded, but I could see on my stats too, on my podcast. And on YouTube, what's really interesting is I get a lot of comments, and we'll get into that because there's, men get very triggered by my female callers, and women would get triggered too by like guys calling in to talk about stuff, but maybe it's not so many women are listening to my show. I don't know, but I definitely feel like when I have a woman on, guys come on and comment, and they get really, they criticize a lot. They did it to me when I started my show. You know, they would send me emails giving me advice and telling me what I was wrong. And I just think that there's something about that whole thing that goes on, that dynamic, right? But I think more of a reason of why your show was so controversial, but also so great to me, was that it really was like, it had a beginning, a middle, and an end, at least for that time period, right? It started off like you called in, and I'm going to give people a little backstory. Now, if you have not listened to Gangbang Christine's first three episodes, you need to go back and listen. It doesn't matter if you're going to hear a lot of it now. It's still fucking fascinating because the first time I talked to you, you were a woman who was married. You wanted to, and you told your husband about it, right? You put an ad out. You wanted to have a gangbang with black guys. Now, I put black guys in the title, and somebody really flipped out on that. But that was very specific. Like, that's what you were specifically looking for, right? Yep. You were a white woman married. You wanted to have a gangbang with a couple black guys. You did with five of them, I think, right? And then I had you.
It was four,
Four, okay. So if people want to hear all about that, it's salacious. It's hot. People love that fucking episode. So I'm like, I got to get her back on, right? I got you back on. And then the second episode, which I loved, went in a totally different direction. And that's what I love about doing my show and getting on the phone with people, and especially people numerous times, because there was so many other layers that I uncovered, right? That I had no idea. I thought I was going to get on the phone and hear another story about sex, right? Or like a lot of other sexual things. And it turned into an episode all about you and your husband and your guy's marriage and what was going on there, as well as the fact that you had started seeing somebody and copping feelings to one of the guys at the gangbang, right? And now I'm giving it all away. So if anyone wants to hear, you know, fast forward through these spoilers, it's going to be a couple minutes, right? I just want to give the backstory. And then, so that was like, what the fuck? And it was so interesting because there were so many more layers to what was going on between you and your husband and you personally as your own person and him personally as his own person. And like I said, the both of you as a couple, that sort of probably led to the fact that you wanted to go and do this gangbang, right? If anyone was like kind of curious about it, you get way more details about what was really going on in that second episode. And it was more intense and I loved it. And then you emailed me a little while after and was like, oh my God, my marriage is like fucking out the window, right? So then we did a third one and that's called Christine, Gangbang Christine's Marriage is Totally Over, right? And that got even more deeper into the dysfunction that was going on in that marriage, right? And you know, and where you guys were heading. What was, we talked a lot about the status of the guy that you were seeing. I'm gonna give what I remember as my prediction of what was gonna happen, and then we're gonna talk about what actually fucking happened, right? Because this is like the part four to a really interesting, fascinating story. So like I said, anybody that wants to hear what happened before this update, go listen to those three episodes because they're fucking great. But most people have listened to them already. But what happened when you told me that you were seeing that other guy, I was kind of like, you're just a side piece, right? Like, I mean, that's going to be something that happens. You know, he met you at a gangbang. I mean, I don't remember expressing myself this way, but it, the gist of it was, right, that this is going to be maybe a temporary thing, a rebound. Yeah. He's, you know, just wants sex with you. You were copping feelings for him. And that's where we left it off, right? Because there were so many other things to unpack.
Yes.
But let me just tell the audience, before I hit record, you were like, oh yeah, I'm hiding in my room talking away from my husband. And I was like, your husband? Like, who the fuck are you married to? Because I know you said something about the guy from the gangbang that you started to see would come on with you today. So I'm assuming you're married to that guy.
Yes.
No, I love being wrong. Okay. Like, I was 100% right. Wrong. Right. Like, wasn't that my tone to you? Or like, wasn't that what I thought? Right when we last talked,
I thought you were going to be right too, because you know, I kind of he was seeing somebody else. You know, he was not exclusive with anyone, but he had started seeing somebody else fairly regularly, and you know, the way that we met was so different than typical relationships.
Yeah,
and you know, I was married, so there was like this barrier for us, right? Like. Mm-hmm. There's just, you don't fall for somebody that you meet in a gangbang, and you don't fall for somebody who's married. So, you know, I kind of went on with my life. You know, my husband and I obviously at that time got divorced. Mm-hmm. And I went on with, you know, we still spent weekends together. But he had another woman during the week, and I was like, you know what? I need to do what makes me happy and get out of this marriage. And if he is somebody that I still see, that's great. But if not, he has shown me that I deserve more from a partner than what I have.
Right.
So that's kind of the, that was kind of where my mind was when my husband and I split and I, you know, we moved out of our house. And, you know, at the same time, you know, he and I still spent weekends together, and we were
remind me of whether that other girl, during the week girl, like, did she know about you, or did she think she was exclusive?
She didn't expressly know about me.
Okay.
He never said anything to her, but she did know that he worked with me on the weekend, or with a woman on the weekends. So,
okay, but did she think she was like his real girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he was cheating on her with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I predated her. So it was just, it was a weird situation. It's funny because I walked into a restaurant once and there he was with her.
Oh my God.
You know, and there was once when we were headed out for a weekend and she was in the car behind us. I mean, it was kind of funny, like, you know, and we had to have a conversation like this, you know, we can't be, this could be dangerous for us, mm-hmm. you know, like. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning of 2017. And so my husband and I officially split, and I went on Tinder, and I'm like, I'm just going to meet some other guys because I want to know if the feelings that I feel for this guy are because he was so new and exciting, if they're lustful, or, and if I'm going to feel that same way with somebody else, you know, I kind of wanted to, like, I just wanted to see what else was out there and see.
Valid,
and compare,
totally valid. And smart of
compare
you.
Compare the feelings.
Yeah, totally valid. Because sometimes you think, like maybe you're just crushing on someone because you really want a relationship, but it's not about really that person, right? It's just the thought of being with somebody, the companionship, but there could be maybe a better match out there.
Correct. Or just somebody that makes me feel even close. Then, like, okay, so maybe this isn't just this person. It's on me. It's my feelings. And so I went on a lot of yucky first dates, like just a lot of like going in the bar and like these dudes.
Oh my God. There's nothing worse than
creepy.
Dating. Yeah.
Oh, there was one that I had fun with, you know, that we, he's traveling too. So it was just kind of like chance. We actually still text each other from time to time. But there was nothing that came close. And so we spent 2017, most of, like, until late summer, we were kind of just, you know, I was doing my thing and running my business, and he was still with this other woman during the week, coming with me on weekends. We kind of just stayed doing that. What I will say, the best part of that part of our relationship was that there were just zero expectations.
Right.
I was never going to be expecting him to be with me full time. I had zero expectations of any kind of commitment. He had the same from me. So we were just kind of freed of that, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I understand that. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number. Thousands of people try to call. I talk to one of them. They stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
And it just made it a much more transparent and just a really honest relationship. The other thing that we met in a really strange way, but what that did for us was we both met doing something that was really pretty kinky, like pretty nasty. How many people get gangbanged and how many people participate in gangbangs? Not many. So we
no,
met,
that's why,
like,
it's so popular, your episode. Like, it's the real deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking real. People need to listen to that episode.
And so the fact that we met in that way really removed this barrier of our dirty selves, right?
Like, yeah, it was all exposed. You guys were completely real. So it was like, if you were going to cop feelings for him or he was going to cop feelings for you, you really knew who you were copping feelings for.
Right. And I'm copping feelings for a dude that may want to fuck other women from time to time.
Right.
And he's copping feelings for somebody who wanted to get four dicks at once. So where do we go with that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, when I was first considering a gay man, I may have told you this, like, I was kind of like, okay, what's my next going to be? Like, I want 10 dicks. Yeah. I want to see how, you know, how many hours I can go. And that really kind of went away. And I think you've spoken on your podcast before about women being comfortable in monogamy and with one dick. And as long as it's satisfying my needs, like, I don't need anything else. For him, you know, for him, I know that he might need some different pussy from time to time, and that's all it is. And so meeting in that context really set up a very honest, transparent relationship.
Right.
Not to say that there haven't been, you know, occasional times where I haven't been clued in, or, you know, he hasn't known things. I mean, there, of course, it's a relationship. There's not always going to be always 100% all the time, but it's, for the most part, we've been in an extremely open, honest relationship. And the way that it started kind of led it to the point where late 2017, the other woman was out of the picture, and you know, I was making some decisions on where I was going to live and, you know, what I was going to do next. And it was kind of a like, well, do we do this together or do we not? Because, you know, we need to be free to be able to see other people or find another person.
And did he know you were dating? Like, would you go back and tell him about like this guy that you met or anything? Or did you keep it on the down low?
I kept it. I told him. I said, I want to see what else is. You know, I'm not going to be exclusive with you. You're not exclusive with me. Yeah. So there might be some other people, but it wasn't like I would come back and report, you know, I'm not, you know, that was not part of it.
I think that's good. Cause I think once you start doing that, it's like, it keeps it more as like a friend thing. You know what I mean? It could like tarnish a kind of romance if you want that to grow between you guys. So now that other girl's out the picture. And then how do you guys start to get closer?
It involved another woman.
Okay, let's go there. What does that
mean?
So we
kind of made this choice, right? Like we made this choice and then we had already planned to have.
What, to move? Is that what the choice was?
Like, yeah, to move in together and to kind of like, okay, we're going to be official now, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then the next weekend we already had plans with this other woman that we knew to come and join us for the weekend.
How did that go down? How did that happen?
I
don't remember. Had you ever been with other women before?
Not naked.
Okay.
Like I've made out with them.
Right, you know, right. Like never, drunken kind
never
of thing.
In a, yeah. Never in a, like a really sexual way. And so,
but you,
know,
you wanted to.
About, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm totally open. Like if it feels good, I'm down. You know? Okay. So we had kind of talked about it and we were laughing and like, let's just do it, you know? And so this was before we decided that we were going to be, before I knew that things were not going well with the other woman. He kept that fairly private as well. And part of it was my, I don't want to necessarily hear about it all either. Uh-huh. So so we had invited this person to come.
Who was she? Was she like your good friend? Was she someone that you found through a
somebody
site?
Somebody that he knew.
Okay.
Somebody that he had had a previous relationship with, but long over.
Right.
So she came up and we got naked and had a threesome, and the exact moment when here's the thing, like he thought I had always been kidding about or just saying that I'm okay with him getting other pussy.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm okay with that type of situation. He thought I had been kidding until I had his balls in my mouth when he had his dick in another woman.
Right. And you're right in front of you. And you were cool with it? Let me ask you this. Were you not only cool with it, were you also turned on by it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get off, like, he's got like a regular person, not a regular, I shouldn't say regular. It's like every few months where he'll see this person and I get off on it. Like, this guy has really great dick. I'm kind of the one that's saying, you know, in control of like being okay with it or not okay with it. And you can have him every now and then, but he's mine.
Right.
You know?
But like, you like to hear the stories, like he goes and bangs her and he comes back and brings it to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'll ask him what he did while he's fucking me and it turns me on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
And now how did you like being with that girl? Yourself.
I enjoyed it. Like, I'm not going to go out and be with another girl alone. A lot of it has to do with I like to please him and he reciprocates.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a very, I don't know. I enjoy pleasing him. I enjoy pleasing him with another woman. So.
Right. So it's more about him. But like, did you go down on her? Did you do everything that you could do with a woman?
We didn't do that.
No?
No. We didn't. He did on both of us.
Okay, so it was like you guys were with him together, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, we made out.
Yeah.
Sucked titties, you know, played with each other like that, you know. And again, I'm all about feeling good.
Yeah.
I would rather suck a dick, though. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind sucking a dick after he's been inside her either. Like, that's fine.
Right, so you did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and that's when he knew. He was like, oh, maybe you are okay. You know, like...
Right.
It was just like this kind of like light bulb that was like, she really is okay. And I think a lot of it is he's used to women that are jealous, that are, you know, that don't say the truth because they're afraid of what the dude's going to say or think.
Yeah.
But again, the way that we met and the way that our relationship evolved kind of took that away. So,
yeah, you never had to hide that side of yourself.
No.
But you also, though, had other things going on for, I mean, because you guys are married now, right? So you guys obviously had the other pieces of the pie that go into having a full relationship with someone, right?
Yeah.
But I think a big thing, and I think it's the basis of my show, is that one of the pieces of the pie is, you know, the sex life, right? And being intimate with your partner. And a lot of times that piece of pie is like muddied because people can't be really upfront with what they're into and stuff because of how they feel the other people, the person will feel about it. But like you said, that was off the table, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's like, in most cases, like you would think on paper, if you didn't know what happened, you know, that this would not be something that would lead to a real relationship and then a marriage, you know, but you're here to say that it did. And it's and that's what's so fascinating about it, you know, because I have to say, and I'll get back to the story. If people listening, they know I interrupt and whatever, but I know where we were at, but I have to say that on your videos on YouTube, you've got millions of comments on there, you know, and a lot of guys really were horrified by what you did to your husband, that you wanted to have a gangbang. But you were, you know, what I always say to them, it's like you were very upfront about it. Yeah, there was other things going on under the surface and we got to that, right? But I think both of you weren't really being honest about that. Both of you, not just you, you know what I mean? And, and not just him. I mean, you were both equally like going your separate ways. You were both equally going through changes and going through shit, but you were somewhat honest with how you thought you guys both felt. He thought he was fine with it. You thought this is what you wanted to do and stay with him. You know what I mean? And that's, but a lot of people don't understand that. That's why I'm always like, listen to the fucking other episodes and really like listen. And that's why I love doing my show and really talking to people, because you get, there's so much more that goes into a story than, oh, someone had a gangbang and now she's married to him. Like, how the fuck does that happen? You know what I mean? But it does happen, right? It happens here. And the details are what is important of why it did work for you guys. And one of it is, like you said, that the, you know, you guys were really open about who you were, and it wasn't a ruse. Like, you didn't have a gangbang to get him. You didn't know. You didn't go into the gangbang thinking you're going to wind up with your second husband. I mean, no way. You did it because that's where you're at.
Yeah. We laugh about it all the time. In fact, he doesn't even like to talk about how we met because, like, he doesn't like to think of me in that way anymore. But I'm like, I tell him, I'm like, unless we, if we hadn't met, well, first of all, that's why we met. But if we hadn't met in that way, we wouldn't be where we are, because you would still be worried that I'm really not cool with the way that you are. And you never would have told me. I mean, there's just so many.
Yeah, you might have not been comfortable.
Out of the way.
Yeah, you might have not been comfortable telling him you wanted to have a threesome and, you know, stuff like that, for sure. So wait, so now you've had this threesome with that girl. He was like, okay, she's down. So then did it start to get, I mean, you're living together. So it's obviously now you're in a committed relationship, right?
Yeah, we actually weren't living together. We had about 4 months.
Oh, okay.
And where,
oh, right.
Where
he was still with the girl, right? When you were
not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore. So we were both living separately, because we had both separated from our, you know, significant others.
Yeah.
You know, previously, we started spending more time together. He has kids, so we had to take that, you know, pretty easy and slow, just to make sure that, you know, there was time to adjust. Really cognizant about kids. That's like a big thing. We want to make sure that everything's done right by them. So January 2018, I guess, January 2018, I think, or 2017. I don't even remember the day.
Yeah.
It was 20. Anyway, we moved in. We moved back in. We moved in together. So, and then it was about a year and a half before we actually got married. We just eloped, which was wonderful. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride, and you know, we're pretty settled into our day to day. It's funny, but in the last probably four or five months, my ex-husband and I have become a lot more friendly. He's been open to communicating with me, and we've been, you know, we've been friends. And of course the guys, he's totally you know, my husband's totally fine with that. He knows the deal. So
I love that, because I have to tell you, and I am going to cut you off there, because I have to tell you, a lot of people really felt bad for him and saw him as the victim in that scenario.
Absolutely.
And I, if you go in my comments, I always said, like, listen, like, you don't know what's going on with them now. I'm sure so many years later, eventually people move on and they're happier and stuff. Like, I know that when you look at, you know, a story like in one place where, oh, things just ended, you know what I mean? And this is terrible and everything. But like 5 years down the line or a couple years down the line, most of the time, like, people are in better places. Like, bad things happen so that people could grow and move on. But that's the bigger picture, you know, and that's what I always say. So one of my questions was going to be to you, what is the status with that? Because that's what I always believe, that you guys were, you know, moving in different directions. It had to happen. Things like that have to be messy. Okay. I'm sorry. Like, it would be weird if it wasn't. You cried on that last episode. I mean, this was not an easy thing. Like, I mean, this was, you know, it was like a bad car crash, right? It was, it was bad, but you know, it was coming, right? And it was something that was better for the both of you.
Yeah. It was years and years of, I mean, we were married like before things imploded for 7 years, surprise.
Right.
But I would say the first year was good.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Uh-huh.
And so much of it came down to my business, and I travel a lot.
Yeah.
And he wasn't comfortable with that. And I'm not comfortable in a desk job. I'm not comfortable in a day to day. And that was where the real struggle was.
That's a compatibility problem, right? Yeah. And that's not going to go away.
Yeah. And I'm going to be unhappy doing anything else, and he's going to be unhappy with me doing that. So,
right. So you both needed to be with other people, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was. And I'm happy that, because that's the way I think stories end eventually, and the way that it should go, and that's the way life works. It's not the movies where immediately you're happy and you get over it and stuff, but like years later, and you guys don't have kids, so you guys could never talk to each other, but the fact that you're friends is great.
Yeah, I'm honestly very surprised. You know, it was not a very, it was very messy, and a lot of things happened, and I texted him, you know, on Thanksgiving, just saying, I'm really thankful that you are in my life as a friend, because we have a history, and, you know, we had good times, and I'm grateful for that. And he's like, shit happens. He's like, why throw everything away?
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. You were with him for a reason. And sometimes when that reason goes away, like, you know, the romance and that kind of stuff, that the friendship could still be there. I'm friends with like every single one of my exes, almost all of them. And it's because like, I like something about them. Like most of them, it didn't work out because I didn't like them romantically. Like we were not well suited, but I like them enough to hang out with them for a year or 2 years, whatever it is. So obviously I like them and they're like my friends, you know, not everyday friends or whatever, but you know, you have good feelings for them and everything's cool no matter what happened. Even my boyfriends that did the worst things to me, I could get past it. I understand this story more than I understand those people out there that are still holding a grudge to somebody from 10 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's not worth it. The only person you're hurting is yourself when you hold a grudge like that.
No, but it's also,
because they don't care.
Right. But it's also, what I think though is also more important is that I think we're all here to like learn and grow as people, right? And I think that really horrible things, at least for me, every single horrible things, and I've had horrible things happen to me, right, have happened to me when I look in the rearview mirror for the better.
Oh yeah, I am so thankful. You know, there are times where I'm so sad, or I'm not as sad as I used to be, but when we weren't as cool, there were times when I would get sad or I would feel guilty. And you know, my current husband was like, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
You know, you have to let it go.
How is he though now?
As far as,
like, is he in a relationship? Is he married? Does he have kids? Anything?
Nope. He has a really good friend who's a woman, but she's a lesbian.
Okay.
But they spend a lot of time together, and I guess they're attracted to the same type of woman. So I don't know if they're each other's wing people, but
yeah,
they I mean, like, they'll spend holidays together. And so I'm thankful that he has someone, regardless of what the status of their relationship is.
Is there any way he could be gay?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
But maybe he's with her and spending all the time, because that's like a very safe kind of thing. Maybe he's just not really ready for a real relationship yet, right? So that's like the perfect
thing. That's the way I see it. Yeah. That's the way I see it. But I'm really grateful that he has someone in his life like that, you know, because we all need someone, you know. We get lonely. So.
But it's great that he got past it too, and he's able to be cool with you. He knows you're with the guy from the gangbang.
Yeah, yeah. It took me a while to tell him that we got married. That was tough for me.
How was it for him?
He was like, okay, well, congratulations. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, why wouldn't I be? And I was like, oh, that was a lot easier than I thought.
Right. So, he's moved on.
I think he may have been a little stung, but it wasn't nearly as difficult as I thought it was going to be. So,
right. So he knows that now.
Yep. He knows that, you know, I've got stepkids, and, you know, the house that we live in now is a house that my ex-husband and I built together, and I got it in our agreement. And, you know, it is what it is, and he's cool. And I'm just really, really grateful for that.
Right. Now let's get back to your guys' relationship now. You had that threesome with that girl, and now you guys get together and you get married. Now, what's your sex life like for the past couple of years that you've been married?
So it's pretty tame. When we were decided to be exclusive, we kind of like tested the waters and to see if there were some other couples we might be interested in, or, you know, we met a couple women that said that they wanted to be, you know, be with a couple. Nothing really panned out. And then the more and more we got into our exclusive relationship, the more that I realized, like, I don't really have any desire for anybody else.
You don't want another guy for sure.
No.
Right.
Like, If it came down to it, and like we found a couple that we enjoyed, like I might take one for the team. Or whatever, you know. Yeah. Like I'm cool with that. But, you know, the more and more we got into it, he's like, I don't know if I'm comfortable seeing you with another guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm totally cool with that. Like, I have zero desire for any other men, which is, you know, he's satisfying everything I need. And For women, you have an emotional need, and it's like, I don't crave anything else. I wasn't getting that kind of satisfaction with my ex-husband, physical or emotional.
Right.
But he satisfies it all. And so we're pretty normal, you know?
But wait, but when did he get this other girl, and how did that happen, and what kind of conversations did you have that led to that relationship with that situation?
The woman that he sees every now and then.
Yeah.
She goes back. She's married. Well, like married for 20 some years. I mean,
no, but
happily
how did
married.
He bring it up, and how did it come? Like, did you, cause I would assume, you know, you guys are open couple. So, and you had that threesome, at some point you would have said to him maybe, hey, you know, I don't care that I don't want to be with anyone else, but I know you might have needs as a guy. And if you want to, like, what was that conversation like?
That's something that we talked about from the very beginning, honestly.
Okay. Right.
Because he did have the other woman that he was seeing, and it was kind of a joke, like, you know, that he had his daytime and then his, you know, his nighttime, or, you know, his weekend girl and his like, you know, weekday. There was some song that was out at the time that was kind of funny, that went along with that. And so, you know, I knew that he enjoyed having two, and I was, you know, that part didn't bother me at all.
Right. Well, I think a lot of women would be the opposite. They would like be okay with that situation, but they would expect it to change when they were the full-time girl. You know what I'm saying? But so it didn't change once you started to move in with him. You didn't feel like, oh, now you're my guy and that's it. No more other girls.
Why? Mm-hmm. Like, here's the question. Why?
Right.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
I know who he has always been since the day we met.
Mm-hmm.
The number one problem that women have, in my opinion, is trying to change somebody after they've locked them down.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people do that. But also, let me just tell you, the other problem is a lot of guys, you know, show up with a dozen roses and the promise of monogamy and I only want you and I'm never going to, I don't want anybody else. I mean, you know, a lot of times like guys aren't being honest, like, hey, I like to have side pussy, you know, like some guys don't even need that. Right. But for the guys that do, they don't lead with that or tell girls.
Again, that was never something that was hidden with the two of us.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ever.
Right.
And so, you know, I knew about this other woman that he sees occasionally. I knew about her before we were exclusive.
Oh, okay. So she was always there.
Yeah. She was just kind of always like, I think she goes back years and literally lets like maybe every 3 to 6 months. It's not very often.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable. Like, I don't know if I would be as comfortable if it was some single woman. Mm-hmm. And we had this conversation that I know what your relationship with me was like. And I know that you had another girlfriend who thought she was your one, and you know, that you all were exclusive. So I don't want another Christine.
Yeah.
You cannot have another Christine.
Meaning the side person that someone doesn't know about.
That I don't know about and that he has feelings for.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. That is not okay with me.
Right.
I said, and that was kind of like, if she's a single woman or like, I need to know this person. If it's, you know, if it's this married woman that's been married 20 years that he goes and sees, you know, every 6 months, I'm cool. Like, I don't care. That's
no threat to taking your guy.
Right.
It's just sex and you could see the difference.
And I honestly don't think that any single person would be a threat either. I just don't want any drama.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to be, you know, to be trying to text me or Facebook me. I don't want that kind of bullshit. Like,
yeah.
This is just pussy. And the woman needs to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't worry about him because I know him. And, you know, now, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that because of the way that I was with him, but because of the way that we have been since the beginning, I know that he's going to tell me.
Yeah.
But I don't trust women for the most part. So I don't, you know, I don't want him. He has to like somebody he's fucking, but I don't want him to have a friend, like to have some woman that's also his good friend that he's gonna fuck too. Like, to me, that's...
Now, has he has other women besides this, the married woman, or no?
Every now and then, like, you know, back when Craigslist was still there, like, mm-hmm. it's typically a couple, like a husband and wife, and it's kind of their fantasy together, that it's like a cuck situation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, if you're, I'm sure you're familiar and your fans are familiar with that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm totally fine with that. Like, I have zero problem with that kind of situation because it's typically, you know, once or a couple times, and you know, it's just come fuck my wife and leave.
Yeah. And then he comes back to you with that story and you find it hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, because again, I know what good dick he has, and it makes it hot knowing how he gets another woman off, because chances are her husband's probably not doing it.
Right.
So my husband,
like,
can.
Right. So you get off on that, like feeling like your husband is the guy. You've got the fucking hot guy with the big dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there's like, you know, there are definitely like some like the discretion part has to be there. Like, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, not necessarily ground rules. We don't really have any specific ground rules, but we know the expectations of how those kinds of things are going to go. So,
well, you do have some rules. I mean, the rules are like, he can't cop feelings. It can't be someone you don't know about. Right. I mean, and I think most people have rules, you know, maybe 10 years from now, you won't have any rules. You won't need them. Right. Cause it's, but I think it's
boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
boundaries. Right. That's a better word for it.
And what's nice is that we travel a lot. So most of the places where we travel, you know, if we're going to try and get something together there, it's not someone that's going to be in our backyard.
Right. So when you go away with him, he'll like looked online something.
Look together. Like, honestly, it is my fantasy to set him up with somebody he doesn't know, like to find someone and to just have them meet him. Like, go knock on the door. I've got you something. She's coming, you know.
Right. And how come you just haven't been able to set that up yet?
No, like, we've been trying.
Right.
There's, you know, I've put ads out and they get a lot of time they get flagged and taken down.
Right.
You know, I respond to ads. I haven't gotten anything back yet, you know, whether it's a couple or just a woman.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a lot of them, like there have been several couples that he's spoken to. They don't believe him. They don't believe that I'm okay.
Right.
He's like, she will FaceTime you. She will talk to you, whatever you need. And they think that he's a single guy that he's married and he's trying to cheat. And so Yeah, it's a mm-hmm. tough sell.
Yeah, but he has been able to hook up with a bunch of couples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here and there, yep.
And do you go online with him and like look at their pictures? Does he show you stuff like that, right? Like you want the visual.
Yeah, I do. I want to know. I don't have to know, but I'd like to know. And, you know, if it works out for me to meet them before anything happens, that's even better because it makes me feel better about it.
Right. And now, is there a certain type of woman like that you prefer him to be with or anything like that? As far as like if you were going to go looking for somebody, who would you look for?
I'd probably look for an older married white woman.
Right.
Honestly, because I'm you know, finding somebody that I feel like needs it more than some single hot woman. He really, he loves natural bodies and he loves older women, like not, you know, not grandmas, but he loves women that are his same age. Like we're not out there looking for the beauty queen. We're looking for someone real.
Right.
So,
how old are you guys?
We're mid-40s.
Mid-40s,
Early mid-40s. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you're looking for people around your same age, but married for sure, right?
Not always.
Yeah.
I'll go on, you know, like the guys searching for men, and I'll just try and like weave through. And you can typically tell by the way somebody writes an ad what, you know, kind of, I guess, what they're about.
Yeah.
So, but again, it hasn't worked yet. So, and it's, I don't know if it worked better if he responds or if it's me, because I typically respond. He's like, I want you to respond. I want you to talk to this person so you're comfortable before I even talk to them.
Yeah.
So, but you know, he goes on too. Like I know he goes on and, you know, sends messages. And again, we're very honest about and open about what we're doing. So, but you know, it hasn't worked yet. And I don't think people believe us.
But it's worked with a couple of couples, right? He has found some couples, right? It's more the girl, the single girl, like the girl solo that you want to make happen, right?
Yeah.
That hasn't happened. Yeah. But he still has his woman that he sees. Now, she knows about you, I'm assuming. Why wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she's, I mean, and it's been a while with her because, you know, schedules and, you know, lives are getting in the way. And coronavirus is also... put a halt to a lot of things. So,
but have you ever met her?
I have not.
Right. Okay.
Nope. But again, like she predates me, so I'm cool. Like I'm comfortable. I'm not worried by any means. You
right. know, so the only reason why you would want to meet somebody else maybe beforehand is just to make sure that they're not going to be after your guy or something, right? Is that the reason?
Not even that. Like, I know that if they're after him, that he wouldn't engage in that. I don't want them to be a problem for me.
Right. Oh, okay. I get it.
You know, like, I don't want some woman to be thinking that she can try and take him or creating any drama with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just don't need that in my life. Like, don't be texting him if you're having a fight with your husband.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to, you know, say shit to me about him. I know that you've done this, and that's what I want. I don't want any kind of problems.
Where does he fuck that woman when he does bang her? Like, where do they do it?
Her house.
At her house. Okay.
Her house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the other couples, has he ever done it at your house, or is it always he goes to them, or they go to a hotel?
It's a hotel.
Hotels.
And it's, And like, there are times when we travel a little more locally where it might be, we might have a hotel for a night or something, but yeah, it's never, I have a pretty, it's another one of our ground rules. Unless I'm here, I don't want anybody at our house.
Right. Not when you're not home. But let me ask you this, because you said earlier, like one of the problems with your husband was that you traveled a lot, right? So this guy is very different. I mean, he goes with you.
Yeah. Yep. I have a very successful business.
Uh-huh.
And
it's your own business.
My own business.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it requires a lot of travel, and he is secure enough with who he is to not to be okay with me being the breadwinner. He right. still he still works part time and, you know, does his thing when we're home, but our main focus is my business and running my business, and, you know, as best as I can, which involves him being with me, because it's a really weird thing that I do, and I like having somebody with me. It would get really lonely if he wasn't. So
well, that's what happened in your first marriage. That's why I'm like, yep. I'm glad to see that there is that difference, right? That and that's right. going to be, because listen, you said that was the reason why it didn't work out with your last yeah. husband, right? So yeah. you know, if you were doing that same thing, you'd be probably headed for, you know, maybe another disaster. Yeah, exactly. But I yeah. mean, you're doing yeah. something different, which is he travels with you, and that's key. Your other husband yeah. didn't want to, or it just did he have a full-time job and he was more into that structure of that?
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
He had a full-time job. I had a full-time job until like 2017 when I quit to do my to do my full-time. So I would go on the weekends, and he didn't want to go. Also, he was not comfortable with the money that I made.
Right.
It was significant, and it was significantly more than what he made.
Right.
So that was a problem. And especially when I wanted to spend my extra money on myself, like it was a really weird dynamic when it came to my work and my money. And I worked my ass off, you know. I had a 9-to-5, and then I would go work in my own business both days of the weekend, and then I would be back to my 9-to-5,
right, just to get up and running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to like buy a house and to get rid of all of our debt. I mean, you know, that was extra money that just went to making our life better.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I told him I wanted to do it full time, this is two years before my gangbang. You know, when I told him that I wanted to do this full time, he goes, "I don't know if our marriage can survive this." And so that honestly was what really did us in.
Right. So it was really, I remember getting that. You guys were going in very different directions. It really was.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that was going on was that you had lost a lot of weight too, right?
Yep.
And
I was.
Have you kept yourself like in good shape and all that stuff, like so many years later?
Not the way it was.
Right.
I
don't think anyone's the way it was during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm certainly paying a lot more attention to my own self-care and to taking care of myself way more than I did before the transformation. So,
right.
We go together, and, you know, there's like I said, I've fallen off the wagon. I don't race the way I used to, but I also have the desire to do it again. So
yeah,
we'll be getting there. So certainly not the way I was pre-split. But that was, I think a lot of that was a coping mechanism too, to be dealing with my stress and to not have to be home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was training for probably 3 hours a day.
So that's not realistic. I mean, unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, you know, or like you're a famous actress and it's your job to be in perfect shape. I mean, who has 3 hours a day every day? Somebody that has no life.
And I work. I mean, I may work 4 days a week, but I'm working for 12 hours a day, and it's physical work.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's just not, like, I've talked to other people in my profession about, like, how do you do marathons? How do you run? And they're like, you just don't. You don't do it when you're working full time like this. So it's kind of just a maintenance versus an actual, like, really working hard the way I used to, which is
I think it's more like just being moderate and realistic and with your, you know, what you could do and not do and still keep other parts of your life okay. You know, I was always a working out person. I'm a big working out person. But there's been times in my life where I haven't been able to work out or I can't work out. And I know I would always have a lot of friends at the gym. And there was like some people whose lives were like still at the place where they were able to work out every day. They were very strict about it. And they, you know, but I'm like, what happens if you have to get a surgery and you can't? Are you going to like fall apart? Right. Like, I mean, shit happens. So I think you could be a little bit more moderate about it. And that's better. Yeah. And you have more of a chance of keeping up with it and doing it. You know?
And there's a certain amount of fitness that I have to maintain in order to do my job. So like, I know that, you know,
Everyone's dying to listen. Everyone's dying to know what you do and what it is, but we're not going to talk about that because we never did. Right. That's like a very private thing. It's not anything to do with SCX or anything like that, but it's very, the reason why she doesn't want to talk about it is because it's a very specific niche thing and she wouldn't want to give away her identity. Right. That's the reason.
Everyone would know who I was.
Right. So that's why we don't.
If they listen to this, everyone would know who it was.
Right.
In fact.
So that's why we don't talk about what she does or anything. That's why I'm not asking. I know, you know, because normally I ask what everyone's thinking. So I think people are asking because it sounds interesting what you're saying and you're alluding to. But let's, because I have like 10 minutes left. So let's get back to the whole. So now you don't do gangbangs. That's not in... You don't even want that anymore, right? Do you guys talk about the gangbang? Like, is it like a hot scenario for you guys?
Not for him.
He's not, he can't deal with that.
He doesn't like to think of me in that way because I'm his wife.
Right.
So, you know, for me, I don't even really, I think when we spoke about it first, like it's hard to even remember the details. Like, it was such a whirlwind and it's like, you know, you're just like, all of a sudden it's over. And you're like, oh my God, I'm sore and I'm tired. And like, what just happened? And so it's funny because he was the first guy that showed up there and he's the only one that I really remember like much about because everything
you had four
else was
guys
just like,
that night. Why did I think it was five? Maybe one didn't show up or
there was a guy that kind of ran the whole thing.
Oh,
he was
okay.
A fifth guy, but he didn't participate.
Okay. So you had five guys there, but four guys participated. Your guy being the guy you wind up marrying was the first one that came. And now does anybody know about your gangbang besides me and all my listeners?
A couple of my good friends.
Really?
And they're like, oh my God.
And do they know that this husband participated? All the details?
Yeah. Yeah. But I like literally like two people. And so, I mean, I get mostly like, it's not even like a, like, I don't get, I have never been judged poorly about it. It's like, holy crap, that's amazing and crazy. Like they want to know details and like, they're turned on by it. And it's so funny. Like a lot of my friends in my profession know my husband and like, cause he comes with me and like, I swear they fantasize about him.
Right.
Like
he's hot.
And like, he's just such a good guy. Like, they just see what a wonderful person he is and like how well he takes care of me. And like, it's just a very lonely profession and it's mostly women. Mm-hmm. And, I think most of them would love to have a hot black dude to come back to, like to their room.
Right.
You know, and a lot of it when we first started traveling with me and I was still married, like I had to kind of like let them know, like, hey, there's a guy around, like I have an open marriage, you know.
Right.
It's all above board. But you know, we would have to like travel, have sex, then I would go to work and I'd have the glow and they'd be like, oh my God, are you having sex again? I'm like, yep. And when I'm done, we're going to do it again.
But because like I said, I got shit first one person. Like, why would you put black in the title? I don't know. They thought it was like very racist to me, but like, because like I said, it was specific. That was what you were looking for. Had you ever been with a black man before? I don't remember.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
And had you always wanted to? Was that something you like used to fantasize about?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
did you just like big dicks? I mean, is he well hung?
Well,
like they all say. Yeah. I know people are going to give me shit for that too.
Yeah, and like the stereotype, I guess, of like strong and, you know, not dominant sub, but just somebody who can take control. I think that's what I was really into. So yeah, that, like, the stereotype of it.
Right. But you had never been with one, but like I said, did you, you did fantasize about it. I mean, that was something that you were like, oh, I want to be.
I did with my husband. I mean, we watched videos together. He's like, I know what you want to watch. I'm like, yeah.
Was it gangbangs? So, I don't remember. Was it gangbangs with black eyes?
Yeah. Yep.
So interesting.
Yes, it
right?
was.
Because there, it's just so funny that, like, there was this part of you that was like, hey, go over here and have a black eye. I was like, maybe that was the only way they could get you. You know, they, who, I don't know who they is, but the universe, I don't know, you know, I could get you to meet this guy, because how else would you meet him? I don't know, you know, but it's just like, so interesting. If anyone's like a puppet master, if there is a puppet master out there, right? It's just interesting that that's the way it worked out, right?
Yeah, we feel the same way. Like, we feel like there was an invisible hand that brought us together, and that we just really lucked out.
Right. And if the invisible hands were up there, they were like, and there, I think that there's two. This is why I'm saying they, like, he's got one, you got one. And they're like, how the fuck are we going to get these two to me? Like, she's over here, she's married. Like, let's make her, like, he's like horny. Like, let's make her do a gangbang. I don't even know. Honestly, it's so fucking far-fetched that I don't even know how that conversation would go. But somehow you got in this desire to fuck a bunch of black guys, like gangbang. Like, that was like your thing.
I know.
It's so crazy.
And he was like the star. Like, he was billed as the star.
How did he, why was he the star? Do you remember?
Because A, he has a big dick.
Right.
B, can like go two or three times. Like,
right.
I mean, he was like, hey, you want this guy, you want this one.
Right.
And so it's funny, like, we joke about taking the star player out of commission, like, has to go to the reserve. But
right.
Again, like, I think, like, the whole, like, situation with the game mains, like, they just kind of tapered off the guy who would get them together. I think something happened and he was no longer able to do it. So, but I would have been okay if he wanted to keep doing that, because I know that it's probably women like me.
Right.
And, like, I have zero problem with it.
Right. Because you know that you weren't there looking for your husband, even though you wound up meeting one. You were there just to get a lot of dicks inside of you. I mean, you were looking for 10 dicks afterwards, right? Like, you wanted to one-up yourself.
I thought so.
I wonder if, like, you know, 10 years from now, because you're been with him for a bunch of years, right? But, like, maybe, you know, in 5 more or 7 more, you know, you might get that itch. What's great about you guys is if you do, if that ever comes back around. I mean, he doesn't want it, though, because, listen, there's a lot of guys that have that kink, right? They want, they really feel turned on by seeing their wife with somebody else. He obviously doesn't have that. So I don't know how that could change, you know? So if you got that itch,
it wouldn't. Conversation.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, I don't anticipate it, but
no.
I didn't anticipate ever, you know, ever doing what I did in the first place. So, you know, I mean, things can change for sure.
Right. But do you ever, like, because you said, like, you know, when you were with your husband, you would, like, watch porn and it was gangbang porn. I mean, are you still watching gangbang porn with this guy, or is that done because you scratched that itch?
I scratched it. Like,
right.
The itch is gone.
Right. Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't even really watch. I mean, we might watch some together, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, but it's never, it's usually just some white woman with a big ass and a black dude with a big dick.
Right. And how big is his dick? Because, you know, we always talk, I've talked on with a guy recently, and it was about, like, because sometimes, you know, I'm always like, I would never want anything that long, because, like, the inside of a woman is how many inches before you hit the cervix, right? So, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How is he, like, one of those guys that is really long and really thick, or just regular size and thick?
It's pretty long and thick. It's about 10 inches.
So can you take that all the way inside? Like, what goes, how do you take it all the way in?
Not quite. Like, I think there's always a little bit that still can't get all the way.
And do you deep throat? Do you know how to deep throat?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, that was like one of the challenges when I had all the guys. I'm like, I want to see if I can deep throat these dudes.
Did we talk about that on the first episode? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, that was one of my, because I don't know why, but I love sucking dick.
Right.
And that's like,
it's so really funny. You love it so much that you just whispered that. Like, it's so naughty.
No, well, one of the kids just came.
Oh, so okay. Wait, was that the first time you did take them all in, or were you always able to deep throat, but you just didn't know if you could do a big one?
It's a talent. So
it really is. If you were here, I'd give you a fucking high five. Cause I can't put a lollipop in my mouth, like a little bit, you know, one inch in without gagging. Like, oh my God, I can take it all the way in.
Yep.
And that 10 inches, how far could you take it?
I can take it and lick his balls with my tongue.
You could put it in your mouth and it goes all the way 10 inches down?
Yep.
No wonder why he's like married to you.
There's a reason. There's a reason, that's for sure.
And you could take him. Do you guys have anal sex or just regular?
No, he's not interested. And I've done it.
Yeah,
but with as thick as he is, it's scary. I mean, if we took our time, like we've talked about it.
Yeah,
and we've like, you know, planned it, and it just never happens. And he's right. Like, why would I want to put it in your ass when you have a great pussy?
Right. And you could take it. I think a lot of girls wouldn't be able to take 10 inches and all that. Have you ever measured him? Do you know how thick around he is?
No, our response if somebody asks like how big, and we're like big enough,
right? Just like
thick enough, right? Enough.
Thick enough that you don't want it in your ass.
Yeah.
But not thick enough that you can't take it. You can't deep throat it. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. No. It's that is one of my talents. That's for sure. I don't think many people expect it. I think that's why I got a ring.
Yeah, that is. Now you could go from being gangbang Christine to deep throat Christine.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. Well, that's all going to be in.
I earned that first title for sure.
Oh my God. Well, it is going to be titled Gangbang Christine is Back, but we are going to, like, you know, in my description, it will be like how she likes to deep throat and stuff. Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, the truth is your guy was going to be on this call, right? But he got. Yeah. He got cold feet, but that's cool. If he ever wants to come on, I mean, feel free to let me know. And I'd love to have him on and get his side of things, right? It would be interesting. Plus, he's lucky enough to, you know, his story's interesting, right? He wound up meeting this girl at a gangbang. He's able to fuck other women. She's cool with it.
I know, that's
always a good story. He brings the story back and, you know, he can maybe get more detailed about the stuff that he does too as well. I don't know if you want to hear it though, right? Maybe not.
I've heard a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You get turned on by it.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've, and with the way that we travel, I mean, there's a lot of time that we spend, you know, either driving or flying or whatever, that we're together. And, you know, what else do you talk about?
Yeah. So you guys could listen to it and then go have sex.
Yeah.
You never know if he calls in and he could tell the stories, the stuff that you've heard already. Let him know that if he ever wants to come on,
I'd love
to have him. Thank you so much. I can't wait
Thank
to air
you.
This. I'm going to air it this week. Okay.
I'm excited. I will admit, I did not know that you had the YouTube, and I have not read any comments. I don't know if I will.
You might not want to, because I just aired this poor girl, Jessica, was on. She was fucking awesome. She was very upfront about all this stuff. She's got like a bucket list. She wants to do all this shit, right? Kind of like you. She wants to do a gangbang. But she was like horrified emailing me. Like, look, I looked at YouTube and now I can't believe it. Like, it's, people are like trashing her, these guys. Like, she's annoying. It's like ridiculous. And I have to say that, I mean, I'm used to it because I have a show and I have like, I think I have like a bunch of, I have a lot of reviews, right? And a lot of them are bad. Most of them are good, right? For every one person that is rude, there's like 10,000 that aren't. But, you know, those one will always sting, you know, because you feel so bad. But yeah. like, listen, you could always go on to YouTube and respond to those motherfuckers. But read it. It's kind of interesting. But you might not want to just go back there and rehash it because they're all talking about this shit that was like so many years ago. But, you know, maybe you want to look at the ones that they comment from this episode, you know?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, you know, if I gave a shit what people thought, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Exactly. So then.
It's kind of a you know, it's not really like it will do nothing for me to know to read anything. But I do think it's hilarious that I'm the most downloaded. So that gives me a little bit of.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. I don't focus on the negative. Like poor Jessica was focusing on the negative, and like she doesn't have one like dislike on her video. She has so many people listening to it. I think that a lot of times, you know, people like tend to just be more interested, more apt to go and comment something negative than something positive. I don't understand that mentality because I don't write bad reviews and stuff, but. People do, but who fucking cares? And I would read the ones for this one because, like I said, the other ones are rehashing shit from so long ago that you're so past it. Like, who cares about that? But yes, you are.
Yeah.
You got
their life.
You know? You got the number one hottest black stud, right? These are the things you like, right? Like, you got the hottest guy with the biggest dick, and you have the most downloaded episode, okay? So, high five yourself for that. Thank you so much for coming back on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.